الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. وبعد، This is the seventh hadith in Imam An-Nawawi's collection of 40 ahadith. الأربعون النووية. Imam An-Nawawi رحمه الله said عن أبي رقية تميم بن أوس الداري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الدين النصيحة ثلاثا. قلنا لمن يا رسول الله؟ قال لله ولكتابه ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم. This is an authentic hadith collected by Imam Muslim and other scholars of hadith, and there are other narrations from other companions. This one from Tamim al-Dari radiyallahu anhu. And now we said from Abu Ruqayya, the father of Ruqayya. Ruqayya is a female name. Tamim, her father, is the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tamim ibn Aws al-Dari, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, anna an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam qal, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, ad-deenu nasiha, religion is nasiha, three times. We said, meaning the companions said, لمن يا رسول الله, for whom, O Rasulullah? قال, he said, لله, for Allah, ولكتابه, and for his book, ولرسوله, ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم. A very important hadith, a very important hadith. Let's talk about the meaning. الدين, the religion, our religion, Islam, consists of النصيحة. النصيحة means sincerity. Also, it means advice. Let's talk, inshallah, about it. So he said that three times. الدين النصيحة, الدين النصيحة, الدين النصيحة. قلنا, Tamim said, we said, the companions, رضي الله عنهم أجمعين, لمن يا رسول الله, for whom, or رسول الله, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لله. Now, نصيحة لله عز وجل means sincerity. Without it, there is no religion. Sincerity to Allah is the foundation of our religion, that everything with regards to acts of worship, devotion, invocation, is only directed to and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whenever we do anything in this religion, whether it is a statement that we say, an action that we perform, or a creed, or an idea, it has to be based on sincerity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alone, without partners. Because shirk devastates, destroys the religion. And sincerity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the foundation of our religion. Even actions that, you know, a Muslim may do, but he's having trouble dedicating that action only to Allah, that action will be rejected, refused. So sincerity is the foundation of all of the actions, ideas, practices, creeds of Islam. Subhanallah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لله. Nasiha, for whom, O Rasulullah? لله. ولكتابه, and for his book. How can one be sincere or mukhlis or being doing nasiha for the book of Allah? To believe in it, to believe in it, to to believe that it is Allah's kalam, all of it, all of it. To believe that every word in the Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To believe in the news the Quran brings about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about his names and attributes, about him being the only Rabb and Lord, creator of everything, sustainer of everything, that every act of worship is only dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is his rububiyyah and uluhiyyah. So believing in al-asma wa sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the Quran contains asma, sifat, names and attributes of Allah, in Allah's rububiyyah, that he is al-Rabb, the only Rabb, and that he is al-ilah, and his uluhiyyah, and he's the only ilah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No act of worship of any kind can be dedicated to other than Allah. The Quran brought all this news. So we believe in the news that the Quran brings, and this is how we become mukhlas, sincere for the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by believing in it, believing in it. The faith in the Quran is so profound that it has to be like this. We believe every letter that we have in the mushaf we have today came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was never changed. And this is, you know, ikhlas for the book of Allah, that nothing in the Quran was changed, period. Not a letter even, not a word, let alone a sentence, let alone a surah, nothing. The Quran we have here today in this life that Uthman radiallahu anhu and Abu Bakr and Umar before him collected in one copy is the Quran. It is Allah's kalam. It contains Allah's kalam. The entire kalam of Allah, that is Al-Quran, that he revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and nothing but the Quran that Allah revealed to our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sincerity for the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nasiha, means to believe in him and in his sunnah, and to be sincere with regards to our acts of worship, that we only take them from our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We only dedicate them to Allah, la ilaha illallah, in sincerity, no partners with Allah. All acts of worship are dedicated, are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without partners, la ilaha illallah. And that Muhammad is Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah, that we take all of our religion from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Allah sent him for this purpose, to teach us the religion, to teach us the Quran. And wallah, he delivered the Quran in its entirety. His sunnah, wallah, his sunnah is with us because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected it from corruption. The same generation who collected the Quran for us in one volume, the companions, is the same generation who collected the Sunnah for us, the companions, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. What about sincerity for a'immati al-muslimin, wa li a'immati al-muslimin, for the imams of Muslims, the rulers of Muslims, by being sincere with them and not cause trouble for them, literally, not call for violence, not keep mentioning their faults in public, and to thank him for the good they do, and to support them for the good they do, and to try to make the ummah one united behind their imams, their Muslim leaders. We pray behind them, we obey their commandments if they are within the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the order has to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the source, that's the authority. Because of the rulers being rulers above the Muslims, then they are entitled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to command us to do things. And every commandment has to be in agreement with the statements and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the sunnah. So Muslims have to come together as an ummah and support their rulers and not wait for any mistake so they can propagate it, so they can call the commoners to rebel against the scholars and against the rulers. Because this is what's happening today, not only against the rulers, but also against the scholars who call them to follow the sunnah. See, here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, our religion, then he mentioned an-nasiha, then he said for Allah's book, for of course for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he said an-nasiha is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for his book, for his messenger, and for the imams of Muslims, subhanallah. This is the commandment of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is it. As for the Ammah of the Muslimin, meaning the general public of Muslims, how can we be doing nasiha for them, calling them to the Quran and Sunnah? That's job number one. Being kind to them, applying the Quran and Sunnah with them when we treat them, when we deal with them, when we meet them, following the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the book and the commandments of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Sunnah, being kind with them and not cheat them, not try to take their wealth without justification, and to try to give them actually whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us of wealth that, you know, we are required or we are recommended to pay sadaqat and zakah. We give that to the ammah, to the commoners of Muslims, the general public, and to teach them as much as Allah allows us, whatever Allah said in the Quran and the Sunnah. This requires us to learn the Quran and Sunnah, because how can you be sincere, mukhlas? How can you do nasiha to the book of Allah if you don't know it, and to the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if you don't know his sunnah? This hadith was repeated by our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 3 times, indicating its significance. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us knowledge in the religion and make us among the righteous. والحمد لله رب العالمين.